Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pieris. I think the Indians are shell-shocked. They are shell-shocked because they never expected the result against the South Africans in their important game yesterday. There was so much of media hype saying that it was going to be a one-sided game, but it all turned the other way around from an Indian perspective. India was put into bat. They were in trouble at one stage, mind you, 102 runs for 6 wickets. Because of the pressure, I think the media sometimes gives the players. I mean, the top order, all back in the hutch. Tadika Rawal, 37, and Smriti Mandhana, 23. Not good enough, frankly. I mean, so much is dependent on Smriti Mandhana to keep delivering, but she's not had a very good World Cup this time around. And then Indian women, including Jemima Rodrigues and skipper Humpreet, all went cheaply and they were in trouble. But there was hope because, mind you, India bat deep. In comes the star, Rika Ghosh, makes 94 runs. What a fascinating innings. I mean, she reminded me personally so much of MS Dhoni, what he used to do in resurrecting and power hitting in the middle overs. And she was supported by Sneha Rana, who made 33. And India got to a defendable total of 251. I thought the South Africans were choking at one stage. Marizanne Kapp, 2 for 45. Malaba, 2 for 46. And Chole Tyrone, 3 for 32. Were impressive. But they just couldn't control the onslaught by India's two lower order batters in wicketkeeper Richa Ghosh and spinner Rana. It was wonderful to see because this pair really took the game away from South Africa, and South Africa chasing this massive target were in trouble. At one stage in 19.4 overs, they had lost 5 wickets for 81. And then I got phone calls from India saying most of the guys are now switching off. And they know for certain that South Africa is going to lose this game. But that was not to be. What a comeback by South Africa. Nadine de Klerk makes 84 runs at the back end in 58 balls with 8 boundaries and 5 massive sixes. She was supported by Chole Tyrone, 49, and Laura Woolworth, who made 70 at the top. And India was shell-shocked when they lost the game with 6 balls to spare, got to the target 252 for 7 with Nadine de Klerk, the lower order batter, coming up with a sterling performance was of 84 runs. It was wonderful to see. And the Indian bowlers were torn apart to all parts of the park. So here we go. We now know for certain that South Africa is on the hunt. India will be very disappointed. Look out for our script coming up because I'll give you more descriptions of this great win by South Africa. Unexpected. They won by 3 wickets. And congratulations to Marizanne Kapp and the rest of the team, especially to Nadine de Klerk, who just pulled the rabbit out of the hat. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Pieris. Lots of games coming up. We'll keep you updated. In the meantime, have a blessed day as I spin your record for your listening pleasure.